This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to our world. It's Thursday. Thank you, Morgan. One more night of what?
Of going to bed at 7 o'clock.
Oh, right. Yes. And then we get to stay up till 8:30.
I know.
On the weekends.
Nothing like yawning your way through dinner.
Oh, I'm going to make it to 8:30 if it kills me. I think I'll take a nap tomorrow so I can stay up late. Like 9:30.
Our text number, speaking of, is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. Here's a few. The Beatles. They're the only music my parents and I both enjoy. Mm. Beatles are good.
Do love the Beatles.
Bryn, Little Feet, Let It Roll. Go in about 30 seconds. Sarah will know this one hit.
Okay.
All right. Let's
let it roll.
You actually did say Let It Roll.
Mm-hmm. Little Feet. While he finds that, what kind of genre would you call artists like Elvis and the Big Bopper? My husband and I were arguing if it's classic rock or something else.
It's oldies.
Yeah, oldies is exactly right. Yeah, I recognize it because my uncle listened to it nonstop, but right.
I felt like they had a bigger hit than that, but I do recognize that song. Thank you for telling us the name.
Bieber now looks like the kind of person that would lure baby Bieber into the back of an old windowless van.
Oh. Oh, danger, Will Robinson.
Well, he's got that gross mustache.
Yeah, he's... But he was so cute when he was little.
Yeah. Oh, the Bieber plate? Oh, my God. My kid lost her mind over it.
I'll bet.
It's featured on her dresser.
So she's not eating off of that thing?
No, not yet. Well, she hasn't been back in that house with me, so maybe that will end up being a dinner plate. But at this point...
I would like to have my snacks on this.
Right.
Kale chips, please.
I grew up on Tupac and gangster rap, and I don't want my kids listening to that stuff. Never made them listen to it. Glad they don't like it.
No.
They listen to stuff like Imagine Dragons, country, and other stuff.
No.
Oh, that's nice. My kid likes Imagine Dragons a lot.
Yeah.
They got a lot of hits. You don't even realize how many hits they have.
I know.
Vinny, I went the route of exposing my kids to a lot of different music and letting them find their own way. Worked out great. They are now 18 and 21 and have eclectic tastes, most of it good. They've also introduced me to bands I really like, mostly alt-rock.
Yeah. That is one thing that's kind of funny is when your kid plays something, you're like, wow, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. My kids were totally tortured by, because there's always music going on at our house. And if it's not coming through the device that we're playing it through, it's coming through John's guitar and mom's bad singing. So
you are not a bad singer.
Just ask my son with the perfect pitch if I'm a bad singer or not. I'm terrible. He leaves the room if I start
singing.
He's going
to get a lot nicer when he realizes how hard it is to pay his own rent.
I look forward to that, Vin.
He's going to get a lot nicer, trust me.
I look forward to
it. He's going to start to be like, Mom. It would be great to hear you sing one of those great songs you and Dad do so well.
That's never going to happen.
You watch.
No.
He's going to find out just how hard it is out there and go, you know what? I got it easy. Hearing Mom sing is nothing.
It's not going to make it any easier to hear off-key singing.
Compared to, I'll go shag carts in the parking lot on a hot day for an hour. That's not fun.
No. No.
I mean, I actually kind of liked it better than being in the store because I did that, but...
Well, you get to run around.
Yeah, I mean, you get out there and do some actual exercise.
Well, it burned off a little energy for you, Vin. You need that. Kids need that.
Vincent, think big picture. How many mammals in the wild drink any kind of milk after they're weaned, let alone the issue of drinking milk of another species? Why would human mammals be any different?
We like it.
I understand that argument for sure.
Cereal.
I've heard that. But cereal and dunking cookies is, I grew up on that. And whether or not it makes any sense, it's what I grew up on.
And also, name me some other animals that use recipes to create things and need different ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And
Humans,
top of the food chain over here. We're eating all the animal stuff.
Right. Cane's has really good chicken.
What?
Cane's has really good chicken.
This is Raising Cane's.
No, yeah, this is the restaurant where the robbing went down. Apparently, it's really good.
Chicken fingers.
Chicken pickers, LOL.
I don't know. I couldn't remember what it was.
Can we hear Bryn and the A-Team's favorite bands when they were 12?
Oh, all right.
A-Team?
Well, only half the A-Team, so the AP team.
Yeah, only half.
Brandon's not here today?
No.
But did he write a nice piece of copy?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you should make sure he gets his scissor and his stapler.
Okay.
We each get a scissor and a stapler. Did I get one too?
No.
Oh, well. What if I need it?
Each of the APs get it. You can have them help you.
Well, I put one
stuff
in here and then one in the office.
All right, fine. Okay. If I need one, I'll ask you.
I don't know.
What's your favorite band right now?
To be honest, it's anything that's playing on Alice. And I'm not just saying that. It's just that's most of the music I'm listening to right now.
Good answer, Nicole.
Well done.
Yes.
You know
and
what?
That's the truth.
I think she knows the big boss is in town today.
Yeah.
How did she get that memo? Well, you are a suck up. I like it.
Good job.
But when I was 12, it was actually Fall Out Boy. And then
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah. And then my best friend, her mom was in a Pink Floyd tribute band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did she do in that?
She was a background singer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she was really good.
Oh, there's some great backgrounds. And so that one song where the lady's like,
that's the one. That's what she does. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Queen.
Good.
Nice. I grew up with Queen, so.
Oh, yeah. Queen.
That's all good.
Oh, I forgot about Queen.
You can't beat Pink Floyd. Mm. It's unbeatable.
I'm telling you, I love Pink Floyd. But I'd put Queen up there with them.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Pink Floyd, Queen, Zeppelin.
You'd put Queen and Pink Floyd on the same level?
I definitely would. Yeah, right up there.
Oh, my God. A music crime just happened before our very eyes.
You stop
and
it.
I know Brandon's is Ariana Grande, so.
Oh, dear God. Oh, that's fine. Everyone gets to like what they like.
Right.
What about you, Bryn? Boyz II Men?
Yeah, you know all the stuff. I mean,
tell the truth, though. What's your favorite band?
At the time, it was...
No,
it was
right now.
Oh, right now?
Yes.
You know, right now, currently, I really like Billie Eilish. Yeah. She's super...
My kid is into Billie Eilish
into
now.
Her, and her production, it's great. I can listen to that on repeat.
We're going to do... We got one with the studio set up. We're going to like... Let's do some Billie Eilish.
We're going to do all kinds of
stuff.
Yeah,
we are.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
What are you waiting for?
It's not ready
it's
yet.
It's almost
Bring
there.
Bring it in.
It's not ready yet.
It's almost there.
We might cut our first podcast in the new studio this Tuesday.
Oh, stop saying that.
I know. Well, there's a guy at my house. I mean, who knew it was going to take this long to set up a studio? Turns out.
The guy? You mean Johnny Mosley?
No, as in the guy who's doing the install and running all the computer stuff and figuring out how everything's set up. And he was trying to show me some stuff. Yes, I go,
No.
No.
Don't bother.
I'm not going to be in charge of that.
Tiffany, listening in Scottsdale, Arizona via the radio.com app.
Woo! Never fails.
Tiffany knows the corpo heads are in town, too. She knew to plug radio.com.
Radio.com.
Good job, Tiff.
Get us streaming and never turn. Even if you're like, I can't listen anymore, just turn it down. Don't end the stream.
Right. I love Ichiban noodles more than Top Ramen, but they are good.
You know, I also get Ichiban, so I don't know if it's... I just really grab whatever the packet is that they have at the supermarket. So maybe it's not. I don't know. I like the little cup of them, too.
Cup of noodles.
The little cup of ramen where you pour that stuff.
Yeah, that's cup of noodles.
Yeah.
Vinny, would you ever let your daughter design a tattoo for you? I wish I could hand her the tattoo gun and just let her do it on me.
You're insane. Just do it.
You wouldn't want your kid to
no,
do that?
No, I wouldn't. Actually, my one... that's who I should have design the thing. Is my one kid. He's a good little artist.
Yeah, I'd let her do that. I don't want really... You need her to draw it, but if we can hand her the gun and let her just do whatever,
have her draw the family like right across your tram stamp area. I think that'd be perfect. You, mom, Hulk, baby, and Nyla.
Yeah, she's actually done that quite a few times.
Yeah, like, we'll take one of those and get that on your butt. You know, or right above your butt. That's what I meant. Peeking out like the whole family peeking out the top of your pants. I think that's great. Just the heads below
like
the butt.
That, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I like it a lot. I might do that. I might steal that idea for myself.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Just
an
FYI, it takes 1,900 gallons of water to grow a pound of almonds.
Okay, how many gallons of water does it take to feed a cow for its entire life that you're getting milk from? Like, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's...
Who missed the start of the discussion? Why are we anti-cow's milk? P.S.
We're not.
Who's milking? No, we're not. It's my kid can't drink cow milk anymore.
Right.
And it was her favorite.
And everybody, you know, you mention anything and everyone goes crazy.
Well, you just, you know, you think you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to, now cows won't have to make milk for me.
Mm.
And then you turn, it turns out you're draining the state of its water.
Yes. All right. Well, well everything, you know, is draining the state of its water.
Oh, here's one. Almond milk kills the bees. Great.
It does? How is that possible?
I don't know.
It doesn't kill the bees. It kills the bees. All the almond trees flower and then the bees.
Know? I don't know.
I don't know anything about bees. I know they're dying. I need bees. I love bees. I actually should keep bees. I'd be so devastated if anything happened, though. My friend just lost a hive of bees, and she's, like, so bummed out.
Why did it happen? What did she do?
Suddenly, the hive dies.
No.
It's true. Sometimes it'll split up, and she knows that other swarms have left that hive because it's been there forever, and all of a sudden, it just...
Did she fart around it or something? I mean, what gets all funky around
something,
them that
Something
they...
happens.
All right.
Something happens, and that's that.
Congrats on 23 years. You guys are awesome. Vinny loved Hulk Baby rock climbing. She's going to be one strong girl.
Yep. Oh, she's a go-go-go girl. She's a go-go.
Yeah, she's hard. She's difficult. No question.
Yeah. Second kid.
Oh, is that normal?
I think so.
Okay.
My first kid was like sweet and gentle and easy. And the second kid was like, ha! What are we doing?
By comparison, that's the way my family went as well.
Oh, my God.
That Jan was by far more difficult.
Which is saying something.
In fact, my mom thought I was easy.
Yeah.
By comparison, really easy.
Yeah.
Suddenly she
went,
oh.
You probably weren't that easy, but right, it's a comparison thing.
And maybe.
Yeah.
Sarah, why do you hate Brian Johnson so much? I never understood why my fellow metalheads didn't accept him. It's not like he killed Bon Scott.
No, it isn't like he killed Bon Scott. But you know what I guess it is? I'm a little bitter that, as Vinny pointed out, their biggest selling record didn't come until after Bon died and Brian steps in and sort of takes over the whole legacy. I just don't like his voice as much. I don't think he has nearly the range or the character in his voice. Bon Scott had I don't know. There's a warmth there and a creepiness and kind of a, like a...
You're not wrong, but he killed himself. With drink.
Well, he didn't kill himself, but he did die, and it was his fault.
Right. What I said. He drank himself to death.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Right, it's not good.
Choked on his own vomit. Don't do that, kids.
No. There's no way that you would... Right.
All right.
Let's take a break.
All right, we'll be right back. On that note.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Go out there and crush it. F Day is right around the corner.
Go out there and crush it.
Yeah.
Crush it.
I'm going to
crush it. Crush this day.
Just make this day your bitch. Do it. Is that wrong to say that? I don't care. Look, it's at this point, you know, we've been talking all morning and our real feelings are coming out now. Go out there and just murder this day.
Oh, wow.
I know.
You are so hostile. And you're a lady with a sewing machine.
Yeah. Like, yep.
Here you are.
And a pitchfork.
And you feed squirrels.
That squirrel better watch out. I'm in a mood.
So you're going to give it what?
What's that?
You're going to give it what? A nut?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it 3 nuts.
Okay.
That's its limit. I'm trying not to let it get fat. All right, you guys. Have a super duper day. I was only kidding about the whole killing everything.
Right.
And we'll catch you back here on... Oh, and don't forget today, your assignment was to watch last night's Survivor so that we can all talk about it tomorrow morning on the show on Friday.
And your assignment is to watch Parasite, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm getting to that, though.
You'll get to it.
I'll watch it this weekend with my kid.
Come on.
I want to watch it with my kid. The end. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.